His father came over from Greece and started a couple of restaurants. He had one on North Idaho or North Wyoming, right below where the Finland Hotel is now. Currently, it used to be a car a tire place, and he had a couple of restaurants there for a while, and then he moved down. His restaurant is where the Craven Garage is. It's down on the main floor of the Craven Garage. It was called the Drop-In Cafe, and he used to set up. I asked my dad if he did Greek food, and he didn't. He just did regular sandwiches and that, because the miners would come down and they would have breakfast there. He'd fix them a bucket. They'd work at the Emma mine. They'd come back, and they'd get dinner there. So he had them coming and going for his restaurant, and that's where my dad got his start. He was doing a lot of dishwashing in the restaurants, and what happened was my dad's mother died when he was about 4 days old. So he was raised by the Allen family for quite a while. Fred Allen, who used to be a boilermaker in Butte, and then when he was old enough, he would start working in the restaurant with his father. But his father got diabetes and died when my dad was about 15, so he was on his own. And what he did is he ended up living with some of the Greek men in the community, and they all got him jobs. So he didn't go to any orphanage or anything. He just worked in the restaurants, and that's where he met my mother, because he was working as a busboy at the Finland Hotel, and she was a waitress at the Finland. And as the story goes, there was a between the coffee place, the coffee c cafe, she was a restaurant there. There's these swinging doors that people would just push to go in, and or else the waitresses would do. A lot of times they'd kick them. And he says she kicked the door and came through the door, and I knew I was in love. So they got married in 1940, and he felt that being a busboy was no job for a man with a wife. So he went to work at the mines and made almost half the amount of money being working in the mines as he did as a busboy.